Hello, Amy Farrah Fowler. I'm sorry to inform you that you have been taken in by unsupportable mathematics designed to prey on the gullible and the lonely. Additionally, I'm being blackmailed with a hidden dirty sock.
If that was slang, I'm unfamiliar with it. If it was literal, I share your aversion to soiled hosiery.
And that is a clip from the CBS comedy The Big Bang Theory of super geek Sheldon meeting his geeky female equivalent, Amy, on a blind date. If the number one comedy on primetime TV is any indication, nerds are experiencing a kind of cultural renaissance. Despite the increased popularity of sci-fi conventions, cosplay, and board games, however, finding a mate who shares a love of all things nerdy can still be a challenge. Enter the Cupid of Nerds, Ryan Glitch, creator and president of Sci-Fi Speed Dating. Glitch launched his speed dating enterprise in 2010 at a Star Wars convention. He's been making matches at cons ever since. IGN, a popular gaming and entertainment website, has created a web series about his enterprise. It's called Geek Love, which airs on their YouTube channel. Ryan, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We've heard, of course, of a traditional speed dating process. So what does a speed date at a sci-fi convention mean? What does that element add to the process?
Well, it's actually very similar to regular speed dating, except you're in a room with, 50 or 60 people that you potentially have a lot in common with. You're all huge fans, and you understand that the other person is a huge fan, and you can build from that. With traditional speed dating, you could be stuck in a room with 50 horrible, evil lawyers and have nothing in common. At least in my world, with my speed dating, you're in a room with other fans, and that's what you build from.
Do you play any role in it at all, Ryan? I mean, do you sort of spy people out for who might get together?
I mean, I don't urge anybody. I host the sessions, and I do a little bit of stand-up to keep things rolling. But no, I don't do any actual matchmaking. I put people in the room, and I say, you've got nothing to lose. Let's take a shot and have some fun, and the rest happens on their own.
Well, you are alluding to, I think, a stereotype that a lot of people have about kind of super nerdy guys, especially. They have no idea how to relate to girls. We've seen that trope played over and over. Has the gender ratio changed at all since your early experience with conventions? I'm wondering what it's like now.
No, it's still pretty heavily male. That's just how conventions are. I'd say it's a good 60-40. There's that stereotypical, hi, I'm a super geek and I can't talk to girls. That's not really an actual reality. It's mostly guys are just, they want to date a fan, so they have a hard time finding somebody they're compatible with. Most of the guys are pretty charming, kind individuals, and most of the girls are beautiful, easygoing girls. They're just big fans of Star Wars, too. So it works. It lets people come out of their shell, so you don't get that stereotypical geek.
But as you mentioned, there are often more males at these cons. So how do you ensure that there are enough women to talk to?
I will start signing up the guys in advance and just to get a gauge. And I always let more girls sign up in advance than I do guys. Hmm. And then once we reach a number and we're getting close to session, however many girls are there, say it's 27, that's all I let in for guys.
And this is just for straight dating, I'm guessing.
Nope. I have lesbian, gay, bi, and transgendered speed dating as well.
Ryan, you've probably overheard a lot of these conversations. What do people talk about on their speed dates? Is it mostly sticking to the sci-fi topics that they're surrounded by?
No. Or usually they just ask, hey, what brought you to Comic-Con or what's your favorite fandom? And then they really delve into stuff that's important to them, like what are you looking for in a relationship? Why aren't you in a relationship? And then it kind of teeters between real stuff and passionate fan stuff.
Ryan, you mentioned starting this all because you were looking to meet somebody. Have you made a successful match for yourself at one of your speed dating sessions?
The very first one I ran, a girl came up to me afterwards and gave me her number, and we were very serious for about 3 years. And then, just a couple things happened. She met somebody, and she just thought she'd be happier with him, which is great. I wish her well. And now I'm actually dating somebody I've been friends with for a very long time. So I haven't been able to partake in my speed dating as of yet, but right now I see no need.
Ryan Glitch is creator and owner of Sci-Fi Speed Dating. You can find links to his Facebook page as well as watch an episode of Geek Love at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And Ryan, thanks again.
Hey, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Sci-fi and comic book conventions are known for attracting flamboyantly costumed fans. Nobody needs an excuse to dress up for Halloween next week, But we know how much work it takes to put together a great costume, especially if making it by hand. Even the best laid plans are easily trumped by the temptation to pick up an outfit at the Halloween pop-up. We'd like to encourage you to think about your fantasy Halloween costume. If time and money were unlimited, what would you cook up? Medusa, hair crawling with snakes? Chewbacca, with no hair out of place? A transformer that actually transforms? Or maybe something a little higher concept? We invite you to share your ultimate Halloween costume fantasy, and maybe the less glamorous compromise you will actually be wearing. You can tell us about it on the Word of Mouth listener line. It's at 223-2448. That's 603-223-2448. And don't confuse that number with the other one you will be hearing a lot over the next few days. It is our fall fund drive, after all, a great time to support the programs that you rely on and keep New Hampshire Public Radio strong.